Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
E ngā mana e ngā reo, e ngā kārangatanga maha o te motu, o te ao whānui hoki, nau mai hoki mai ki tēnei punua pāho o Everyday Māori, e mihi atu nei māua, ko Himikali tēnei.
Ko Āpera Woodfine tēnei.
Nau mai hoki mai e hoa mā. I tēnei wā, i whakaaro māua kia kōrero mō ngā whakataurite.
Whakataurite. Comparisons, ne?
Comparisons, yeah. Comparing something to something else. There's actually quite a few different comparisons. Whakataurite in te reo Māori. But we're just going to focus on two little kupu.
Kapai. He hanga kupu e ho?
Ake me te...
Iho, ne?
Iho.
Iho.
Kia titiro tātou. Just before we get into the comparisons using ake and iho, let's just mention that with our kupu mahi, we've talked about this. We've talked about directional words, mai and atu. To show the direction, the movement of any action, we use those words. Haere mai, come to me. Go away from me.
Haere atu.
Kōrero mai, speak to me. Speak that way.
Kōrero atu.
And we can use ake and iho to show the direction of the movement of the action going upwards and downwards. So look up.
Titiro ake.
Titiro ake. Look down.
Titiro iho.
Titiro iho. Climb up.
Piki ake.
Piki ake. And get down. Heke iho.
Heke iho.
Heke iho. So that's one use of ake and iho. We're going to look at another use today of ake and iho, where we're making a comparison. So we might use ake when we're comparing things, and it's normally going to follow a kupu ahua, an adjective. And that thing is greater or better or more.
Right, okay.
Example, we need examples.
We
pai
do.
Te tauira ne. He pai ake tēnei tēnā.
This is better than that.
He pai ake tēnei tēnā.
So ake comes straight after the tū āhua.
The tū āhua.
Cool.
He pai tēnei. This is good. He pai ake tēnei.
This is better.
This is better. Okay. Yeah, so on its own, you can see how it's adding the er.
Yeah. Yeah, greater, know? Better. Yeah.
He nui tēnei whare.
He nui ake tērā whare.
He nui ake tērā whare. That house is bigger. So we can use it in a sentence on its own. He nui ake tērā whare. That house is bigger. But if we want to, you know, add on what that house is bigger than, like that house is bigger than this house, we use e. As the joiner. He nui ake tērā whare I tēnei whare. That house is bigger than this house. So we could say in that sentence that I is acting as the than, but we don't really want to, you know, put I and ki as any one word. It's just the joiner there between those two parts of the sentence.
Cool. We're going to use I.
I've got one for you, Ehoa. So if we're talking about someone being older than someone else, what might we say?
He pākeke ake ia. Ia ia?
Yeah, pai. He pākeke ake ia. He or she is older, or they're older. He pākeke ake ia I a koe. They're older than you.
Okay.
Ai. He pākeke ake ia I a koe. So still using I there, ne, between the two parts of the sentence. My dad's stronger than your dad.
He kaha ake tōku papa I tō papa.
He kaha ake tōku papa I tō papa. Ai. He kaha ake tōku papa I tō papa. And actually, just there's a way we can shorten the sentence as well.
I was going to ask, actually, do I need to say papa in the second sentence?
Ko. Okay. Nō reira.
E kaha ake tōku papa I tō?
I tōu.
I tōu.
Mm.
Okay.
And that's where we're going to come in with tōu or tāu as the last word. And we can leave off the kaupapa because we already know it's what it is.
Okay.
Another sentence might be, my house is my house is bigger than yours. I'm trying to look for another example. All of these sound like we're all bragging right now.
What about, yeah, I mean, that's it's hard to get away
what
from.
What about your house is bigger than mine?
he nui ake tōna whare I ou, I tōku.
Ai, ano.
Well, the whole sentence, the te reringa katoa, he nui ake tō whare I tōku whare.
Kapai, he nui ake tō whare I tōku whare. So let's have the party at your house. Now, drop off the subject at the end. We don't need it anymore. He nui ake tō whare
I tōku?
I tōku.
Okay.
Yeah, like your house is bigger than mine.
Right.
We're not adding on my house. We don't need it.
Cool.
He nui ake tō whare I tōku. He kaha ke tōku papa I tōu. Pai?
Ka pai. So that was ake me titiro ki te kupu tuarua?
Ki te iho.
Ki te iho.
Ai.
So I've got a little definition here.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that it can indicate less, worse, shorter, lower, and is often used with words such as kino, iti, poto, and raro.
Mm.
So it's kind of doing the opposite of ake.
Mm-hmm.
It's iho, it's like below, lesser, indicates like a lesser quality.
Mm-hmm. I heard poto there, I think that's a good example. Like, I'm shorter than you. He poto iho ahau I a koe.
Right.
He poto iho ahau I a koe. So the sentence structure is the same. The words there, we're using e to join both parts. We're just changing ake for iho.
Mm. And this is a mistake I used to make a lot, where I'd say, he poto ake au I a koe, for example.
Wow, I've got news for you. It's not a mistake.
Oh, is it not?
Yeah, it's not a mistake. Okay. So you can use ake for everything.
Oh. Okay.
But iho is like an option when we want to talk about the lesser or the, you know, the smaller or the shorter.
Okay.
But it's okay to use ake. So I can say, he poto ake ahau I a koe. If I'm younger, he tamariki ake ahau I a koe. But where it's always going to be those examples of like the lesser, you can use iho.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So here we know we're learning ake and iho, and we can see how they both work. But if you just want to kind of push iho to the side for now, you can use ake for all of those things.
I feel like iho does get pushed to the side, though.
It doesn't need its limelight.
Yeah.
So smaller, something smaller, we've got the option there to say it two ways.
Okay.
So if my phone is smaller than yours.
He iti iho tāku wāia I tāu.
He iti iho tāku wāia I tāu. Pai. Or could go back to ake and say, he iti ake.
Iti ake.
Tāku wāia I tāu.
Okay.
And it's just a little, you know, you hear, so that you hear, because here we can understand the rule, we can use ake or iho. And when you hear people using ake, you know, that's okay. Yeah, it's not a mistake there. Yeah.
Okay.
Common thing is like older and younger. So when you're older than someone, you would use pakeke ake. Pakeke ake.
Pakeke ake.
Ooh, he pakeke ake koe iau.
Kaore iho.
Like, tika, you're not. I'm older than you. He pakeke ake ahau ia koe. And how would you say I'm younger than you?
He tamariki ake au I a koe?
He tamariki ake. See, because you're younger, even though you're like you're still using ake to say
Right.
He tamariki ake ahau I a koe. Or you have the option to go with iho.
So what if I was saying, I'm worse than you?
So you've got the option to go with both.
So he kino iho au I a koe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kino iho, kino ake.
E kino ake au ia koe. What comes naturally to me is ake.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, my advice is like, go with what comes to you. But once you understand that it's correct, it's okay to do that, then just roll with the one that goes. Just to add in here, you might also hear noa added in. So we go, he roa, tēnei episode. He roa tēnei kōrero. He roa tēnei kōrero. This kōrero is long. We're going to add in our ake to say that it's longer. He roa ake tēnei kōrero I te rā tu kōrero. Longer than the other kōrero. If you want to say it's like way longer, you want to add in that way, easy way to do it is he roa noa ake tēnei kōrero I te rā tu kōrero.
Oh.
He roa noa ake.
He roa noa ake. Mm. Okay. I was under the impression you could only use noa with kind of, because I hear it with no iho,
mm-hmm.
with the other way around. But you could use it that way too. That's cool.
These little words like noa, iho, tonu. There's a puka puka by Henny Jacobs called He Iti Kahurangi. And it's a whole book on all of the little words and all of their different functions. And you can see, placed in different places with different word combos, just what they do. And like if you look in the Māori dictionary, for example, and you just search noa, you're going to see like 10 different functions of that word. And so this one, what it does here, when we put it with ake, it means that it's like intensified that biggerness or the longerness. So if the house is way bigger than that one,
he nui noa ake tēnei whare I tērā whare.
Ai, tika. He roa noa ake te haere I Amerika I te haere ki Ahitereiria. He roa noa ake te haere ki Amerika I te haere ki Ahitereiria. And we're going to blend those two words. Noa ake. Noa ake.
Noa ake. Cool. Noa ake.
Ka nui tērā.
Ai, ka nui tērā e ho.
Ka pai.
Ka hoki mai anō a te rawiki, he kaupapa hou, he kōrero hou.
Nohora mai rai, hoa mā, hei kona.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.